Hey you all, welcome to another episode on Grey Area. It is your host, Olu Aluibuchukwu. I want to personally wish you a happy new month, and we hope this new month turns out to be better than the last. Remember to stay safe, stay healthy, and stay hygienic. Regardless of the lockdown that will be lifted slightly from the 4th of May 2020, we still need to be careful and vigilant. With me on today's episode on Grey Area is Chioma Merritt, a businesswoman, an entrepreneur, a wife, and a mother. Together, we will be talking on Misconceptions Made by Ladies, the part 3, titled Choices. She is going to be speaking as a wife and the choices made maritally. So sit tight with a glass of wine, plug in your headphones, and enjoy this episode. Thank you.
My name is Emmanuel Chioma Merritt. So quickly this evening, I'll be talking about choices in marriage, choosing a life partner. So what I'll be talking about is this. I'll be explaining some reasons why so many ladies go into wrong relationship, the choices they make in going for a life partner. Why did they make such choice or decision? The solutions and what can be the effects of such decisions. I will start with peer pressure. Yeah, from what I've seen so far, this has a significant effect on so many people and the choice of life partner. You know, peer pressure can come in such a way that you want the same thing your friend is enjoying. You want to have the same thing, the same feeling, the same man your friend is dating. You are using your friend as a yardstick to your own relationship. You know, one funny thing is that it is not all about what we see outside that are true inside. You know, some people appear happy outside, but deep down they are not. So when you want to make a decision of who you want to marry, we are talking about who you're going to spend the rest of your life with, who you're going to sign a lifetime contract with, a life partner. And one thing I've noticed is that so many people put their own partner or the person they want to marry side by side with their friend's partner. And when they do this, they begin to compare. And you know, comparison is a stealer of joy. It will take your joy away if you are not okay, if you're not contented with what you have. Nourish what you have, cherish it, and try as much as possible to making sure that you value what comes to you. You want a peaceful marriage, you want a peaceful relationship, you have to cherish it, you have to nourish it, you have to work it out. You can have your own personal standards. I'm not against standards, and I'm not against you making a decision based on some facts, but I'm against comparison. When you try to compare your man, when you bring your man side by side with a friend's partner and you begin to compare them, like, is it this? Is it that? Does he have this? Does he have that? He's not this, he's not that. You don't need all that, beloved. All you need is to focus on your relationship. Focus on working it out. Focus on making it better. Focus on seeing the best out of it. Because the person you might be comparing your partner with might not even be the best, might not even be what you're seeing it to be. Do you get? So what you are actually seeing is the outside appearance. You don't really know what goes on beyond. You don't know how the inside looks like. And I keep saying this, if you want to go into a relationship, please try as much as you can to check out for the content. To me, content matters more than content. container itself. Like the container you're going for, what is it carrying? Is it carrying the right stuff? Is it what you can deal with? Like, can you be able to do it? Are you guys compatible? Are you okay with the way things are going between the two of you? Is it what you can take even in marriage? Because most people make this mistake of saying, let's just be going. I know he will change after marriage. Oh my goodness, I laugh. He will change after marriage. When you marry him, he will change. Oh, are you seriously serious? No, don't believe that. Marriage changes no one. What marriage does is just that. It gives you a title from Miss to Mrs. So don't believe the lie that, okay, he's smoking now. Maybe he will stop smoking when we get married. Please, do not believe that lie. Whatever you cannot take while you guys are in a relationship, whatever you cannot take when you're dating, my friend, you cannot take it even in marriage. So while making your decisions, ask yourself this question. Does he value marriage? Does she value marriage? And let me say this, please. When going for a life partner, when choosing a life partner, please, if this person does not see any good thing about marriage, he's always talking about the bad part of marriage, the bad marriage people are having, please, I beg you in God's name, run for your dear life. Because you don't expect someone that does not see any good thing in marriage to have a good marriage. No, I don't think it will work that way. So when you see such person, be careful. Careful of such person. Oh, okay, you see this guy and he dresses very fine, you just conclude that he's the best for you because of his fine dresses. Okay, tell me, are you going to marry dresses? Yeah, it is good to look good, it's good to dress fine, look huge and all that, but can you deal with the content? Can you deal with that, with what is inside that dress? Can you deal with the content? Yeah, we are seeing the content are very fine, but can you actually deal with the content? And we are still talking about one of the reasons people go into wrong relationship. One of the reasons is peer pressure. Tina is married and I need to get married. Just need to get married. Let it be that I'm married. Oh, you want that Mrs. title? Mrs. is just a title, let me tell you. And marriage is beyond what you're seeing. Yes, what you see on the street, on the internet, on social media, marriage is beyond that. So don't make a decision based on what you're seeing in maybe a friend's life. No. And another thing I will be talking about is influencers. I have a very serious issue with this particular one. This influencer will be serious issue, especially the way social media this day influencing people, Instagram, Facebook and all that, the way they influence people with the issue of marriage. You know, these days you see ladies trying to make their man look like celebrities. Oh, are you serious? You want to change somebody from his original being to something else? Like, they are so much acquainted with celebrity that they want their man to look like them. As a matter of fact, they even want the man to appear and talk the way celebrities talk. That's very funny. Okay, let me bring to you that most of the things you see on social media are all acting. Everybody is just acting up. Yes, they're all acting. there are not many people are not real on social media, so I don't see the reason why your decisions on who to marry should be based on social media. Let me tell you, if you feed for social media, like your life depends on social media, you're gone. I mean, you are finished. So many men, because of what they've seen on social media, of what they've watched, they now want their lady or their woman to look just like that. What for? You're looking out for qualities in a lady and you're feeding from social media. Are you alright? No, you shouldn't be so. You shouldn't make decisions on who to marry because of what you're seeing on social media. Please. And another thing I'll be talking about is bad home training. Yes. Yeah, some people have bad home training. Some were raised in an abusive environment where the father beats the mother and things like that. No, those things can influence their decision. There are some ladies that see all men as animal, as dog, as whatever. But I don't blame them because it's not their fault. You understand? But I will always tell them that all men same. Your father might be an abusive father and your mother might be someone that doesn't submit. Yeah, it's possible that you were raised where peace was absent and joy was not present. That doesn't mean that it's going to happen in your own marriage. But if you let it, it will happen. But the truth is that you had a bad experience growing up with your parents does not mean you're going to have the same experience. So you have to take away the fear and try to make your own relationship work, because this has been affecting so many people, so many people's decision regarding marriage. Once they see a man, maybe a lady, once she sees a man approach her, they see the picture of her father, she sees the picture of her father, and she'll begin to think, oh, this is another animal coming to approach me. No, it's not like that. You shouldn't make decisions based on what you experience in your own father's house. Always say, all men are not the same and all women are not the same. Everybody, each and every one of us has his or her own life to live, and anyhow you want to live it depends solely on you. So you shouldn't tell me because your father was an abusive father that beats your mother, the man you're going to marry is also abusive and beating you. No! You don't. Don't think that way, because as a single lady, you're already thinking about bad marriage, how bad marriages are. There's no good marriage, all are the same. Probably you will have a bad marriage. There are also good parts of marriage. There are good marriages that exist on earth, yes, on this planet. So can you please always see those ones that are good? Always watch out for those good marriages. Don't always say bad stuff about marriage. It's not always true. Good marriages still exist. I think I'm taking so much time already, but I promise not to take much time. I'm already rounding up. Another thing is parental pressure. This is another thing that leads people to make a wrong decision when it comes to marriage. When your parents begin to put pressure on you that you have to do this, you have to do that, you've not done this, you've not done that, your mates are getting married and you're not getting married, this one, that one, this can push someone to make a wrong decision and end up in a wrong marriage. Your parents pressurizing you to get married, your parents telling you the kind of lady and the kind of man they want, it's good, it's not bad. But this can actually make you to end up making a wrong decision because you want to impress them. Yeah, your parents might have a say. They might want you to do some things, and the pressure might be there. But I would advise you stand your ground from issues like this. Make them understand that I am the one going to live with this particular person, and not you. So your decisions should not be made based on what your parents are saying. They're pressurizing you to get married. Okay, you're still in the house and you're getting old and you're not getting married. You're not seeing any man around. They try to pressurize you, like any little thing you do, it becomes offense. You break a plate, they tell you, that's why you're not your husband's home. Things like this can push you to make wrong choices, to end up in the wrong decision. And when it comes to ladies, they are pushing you out to go and get married when you get to, maybe when you're getting to strategic ages like 23, 24, 25, 26, and you are getting close to 30. Your parents are worried. Keep pushing you to go and get married. Just get married. Yes. And you, the pressure might become much that you can't bear it, and you decide, I just have to get married. Let it just be that I'm married. Let it just be that I'm married. So because of that, any man that comes your way and mentions marriage, you just have to, let's do it. And at the end of the day, you end up living in regrets. Living in regrets all the days of your life. Living in a marriage that you didn't plan to have. I used to say he's living with another woman's husband or living with another man's wife. When you end up making your own decision, you end up marrying another person's spouse that is not yours. So no matter the pressure, please take your time. Take your time. Take your time. Take your time. Marriage is not something you should rush into. If you rush into it, you will rush out. So you have to be patient. Take your time. Pray about it. Know what you need. Know the qualities you need in a man. Don't because of treasure and you want to just get married. Let it be that you're married. Okay, Tina is married. I need to get married too. No, it's not. What is working for Tina? I know what for me. So you have to take your time and know what you want. Before I talk about the solution to all of these things, let me quickly say this. When you choose a wrong partner in a wrong relationship, it always leads to wrong marriage. One of the things you will see at the end of the day is a broken marriage, a broken home. Yes, and of course, divorce is not even an option. Because even if you divorce, you're still going to be seeing this person. And, okay, maybe this person is doing better than you. You go into your hiding and depression comes in. So when choosing a life partner, be careful. Don't make such mistakes. Take your time. Trust the process. Be patient enough. Understand? Patient enough. You know, this is a life contract. It's not something you want to do and at the end of the day you retire. That tells you you have to be patient enough and calculate very well before you give it a go. Calculate very well. Sit down and ask yourself some questions before you give it a go. It's not something you're going to do today and tomorrow you say you're no longer interested. No. Like, effects of wrong choices in marriage is too much. It's numerous. I can't even mention it all. And it can affect every area of your life, psychologically, physically, Just name it, mentally, emotionally. So that's why you have to be patient. Don't rush things. Don't rush things. Let me say this. Okay, we are almost rounding up solutions to this, to all of these things I've said. Number one solution is, as a lady, try to have your standing issues. Just like I mentioned earlier, parents pressurizing you to get married, telling you the kind of man or the kind of woman you want. Try to have your standing issues like that. Let them know you're the one getting married and not them. This person is going to live with you for the rest of your life. And any mistake you make, you will live to regret it. Let them know this. You're the one getting married. You're the one living with the person. They have a say, but to an extent. Another thing is, try to make your own money. Yes. Try to make your own money. Try to make your own money. As a matter of fact, as a lady, before you go into any man's house, please have something to do. I am begging you in the name of God. No matter how little. There's this joy in, this is my money. And it's a different thing altogether when you say, this is our money. I don't know if you're getting the money. Try to have something to make your own money. No matter how little, there's respect there. Don't be this lady that just moved into a man's house. You become a house and you're not doing anything. There's no salt in the house. You wait for the man to come back from wherever he wants you before you can buy salt. No, please, have something to make your own money, no matter how little. Try as much as you can, no matter how little. It will save you some respect. Another thing is, you need to be self-dependent, be industrious, stay away from those things that can influence you negatively. Stay away from them, stay away from people talking bad about marriage all the time. Stay away from people that doesn't see any good thing in marriage. Stay away from people that they don't just see any good thing in marriage. People that influence you negatively. Try as much as you can to stay away from them. I think I'll just stop here. I love you all. God bless you and thank you for listening. My name is Chioma Merritt. Good night. Bye.
Thank you, Chioma Merritt, for that exciting piece. Well, I am going to be speaking generally on choices. But before we continue, what are choices? Choice is an act of choosing between two or more possibilities. Now, as a lady, you are faced with different possibilities every day, different options to choose from, and most times, you don't know which to go with. And all of these are based on the fact that you don't know which of those choices will turn out okay for you and which won't turn out okay. This is totally normal and acceptable because you want the best for yourself and how that best is going to affect the people around you. Making the right choice most times as a lady, it's not easy, I must say. And that is a fact. But in life, as you see, you need to take risk and make bold steps, regardless of what the outcome might be. And it's totally normal if the outcome is not what you expected. The most important thing is that you made a move. And that means you are strong enough to make more moves and choices till you get it right. Mistakes, as you see, while making a choice is totally normal. It makes you human. You understand, you are a human being, and it is entitled or it is expected of us to make mistakes. The most important thing is not to dwell on those mistakes, but to learn from them in order to avoid making more mistakes. You understand? But another thing you need to know as a lady is that you need to be able to determine what drives you in making the choices you're making. Many ladies, make the mistake of making a choice based on peer pressure, influence, or the condition they find themselves. And sometimes they end up regretting those choices, which isn't cool at all. I must say, those choices are not cool, because at the end of the day, you get to discover that those choices have cost you a lot of things. They have cost you probably your respect. They have cost you your value as a lady. They have cost you, you know, your womanhood. And you just sit back in your corner and start to regret those choices you made. But well, today I'm going to tell you that it's time for you to get back up, dust yourself, and reinvent yourself and make a better woman out of yourself. You understand? It's time for you to get up and say no. It's time for me to become the lady that I've always wanted to be. As a lady, you need to learn how to make choices using your wisdom, your guts, and your instincts. And when you make those choices, you need to stand by it and see it through. Yeah, a lot of ladies have made choices, and they are not able to stand by it. They are not able to see it through, because maybe a friend will come by and tell them, this choice you made is wrong. It's not going to do you any good. Look, I know some friends, me and you well. That is where your wisdom, your guts, and your instincts needs to come in. You need to know which of your friends mean you well and which doesn't. And all of these things still boils down to your choices. Based on the choice of friends you make, and it based on the choice of decisions you made in the past. Because the choices you made in the past is what as it determines or has made you what you are now. You understand? The choices you made in the past is what has determined what you are now. And the choices you're making now is what is going to determine the kind of lady you're going to be in future. So even if you made wrong choices in the past that has made you become the woman you are regretting today, it doesn't mean that you have to keep on, or you have to continue in those regrets and keep on making wrong choices. But it's time for you to get up and start making the right choices, so that you end up becoming the woman you've always wanted in future. You understand? And no matter how the outcome may be, it's totally your responsibility. Yes, whenever you make a choice, it is totally your responsibility to handle those choices you made. And this responsibility helps you not to pass blame on anyone, on anything, or any condition, which gives you the courage to reevaluate yourself and reevaluate your decisions the next time before you make another choice. And the more you do this, the lesser the risk of you making the wrong choices. Lastly, as a lady, maximizing your quality and minimizing your dependency leads to better life choices. Well, like I said in the part 1 and the part 3 of the part 1 and the part 2 of these misconceptions made by ladies, as a lady, you need to be able to maximize your quality and minimize your dependency. You need to be able to let people, not just a guy only, but to let people know that you are worth more than they think you are worth. And also, you need to be able to reduce your dependency on people. Don't rely too much on the decisions of people, because if those people are not there anymore, does it mean you can't make decisions for yourself? Does it mean you can't take a step without looking for the approval of someone? So you need to be able to make good decisions for yourself and be able to take responsibility for those decisions, and be able to also see through those decisions. Make sure you see the outcome of those decisions. You understand? You have to make sure you see the outcome of those decisions, because those decisions are what is going to determine if you're going to turn out okay or not. And even if you turn out not okay, at least you know that, okay, fine, I made the wrong decisions. It will give you a good insight on how to make the right decision next time. But if you rely on people making the decisions for you, you're going to end up totally relying on them. Even when those decisions they made for you turn out to be wrong, you're still going to turn back to them to make the right decisions for you. And this is not very, very cool at all. So you have to learn to be able to make decisions for yourself, stand by them, and see them through. Thank you for listening. Remember, you owe yourself an atom of enlightenment every day. Don't forget to share this piece of enlightenment with your loved ones and the people around you. Remember to stay safe, stay healthy, and stay hygienic. See you on the next one. Signing out. Peace.